My name is Misha Kapetanovic. I'm an event director at Visit Brussels, the tourist office of Brussels. The comic strip festival, the Fête de la BD, it is really about BD, so comic strip. The French-Belgian wave of comic strip, like Tintin, of course, the Smurfs and so on, that everybody knows. But it's also, we are in Brussels, so it's a very open city, and of course we are welcoming all comics around the world, from the US, from Japan, and this year especially from Korea, South Korea, because it's the guest of honor. And we are doing two exhibitions with the Korean artists, one on the history of the Banhua, which is the Korean manga, mm-hmm. and another one at Musée Bellevue near the Royal Palace in Brussels, about a confrontation between Belgian comic strip and manhua or Korean comics. So it would be, of course, very interesting to see the difference of style, difference of stories, and so on.
So the Comic Strip Festival has traditionally been an annual 3-day event, but this year it lasts a whole month. So is that 100% due to Corona, or is it kind of changing?
It's due to the, of course, to the sanitary restrictions that we are living with today. Last year, we had a huge exhibition at Gare Maritime Tour et Taxi, 10,000 meter squares and so on. And this year, we wanted to come to the people, to bring comics to the people. So we are here at Galerie Anspach, in the city center. We are at Galerie Ravenstein, the Parc de Bruxelles, at Musée Bellevue, at the Comic Strip Museum, and so on and so on. So we wanted to bring the comics to the people, and that's the idea of this year's edition. Of course, because we have almost 10 exhibitions, 10 different exhibitions, it's more efficient for us to showcase all those exhibitions for a month, because it's not the same thing, you know, when you come to a festival, there are a huge amount of people, comic strip professionals, cartoonists, and so on and so on. It's not possible this year. So we wanted to reinvent Fête de la Bande Dessinée, to showcase something new, something different that we do usually, and we will see what 2022 will be.
One of the events that people associate with the Comic Strip Festival is the Balloons Day Parade, when giant balloons of these beloved comic strip characters parade through the city. That's a little bit different this year too, right?
Yes, of course. And also it's because the COVID situation right now, we will showcase balloons because it's part of the DNA of the event, you know. And I'm sure the public would be very sad not to see those balloons. We have a new balloon, like we do each year, and they will be showcased in the city, here at Galerie Anspach, for instance, during the weekends and so on, just to be in the sphere of comics when you go shopping, when you go in the city.
Who is the new balloon of?
It's Château des Étoiles, which is a French comic strip, quite new and quite successful in France.
Different images come to people's minds when they hear the word comic. So some people think of Marvel superhero comics, and some people think of more kids comics like the Smurfs. And then there's these popular comic albums like Lucky Luke or Blake and Mortimer. And then there are single panel comics like you see in newspapers. So does the Comic Strip Festival take in all of this?
We try to showcase the most diverse image of a comic strip, but it's Comic Strip Festival, it's not a comics festival, it's not Comic Con, you know. So, yes, we are not close to Marvel Comics and DC Comics, but it's not the essence of the festival. The essence of the festival is to showcase artists from Belgium, artists from Brussels, creators, and here in Belgium we do mostly what we call comic strip, bande dessinée, strip viral.
So Belgium has a really rich history of comic strips and sort of legendary characters, especially considering the size of the country. Why is that? Like, why has there traditionally been so much produced here compared to other European countries?
Belgium has really a short history, because the country has not 200 years. And people from Belgium, the creators from Belgium and Brussels especially, are very open to export themselves to abroad, because the market in Belgium is too small to live from the creations. So very early, And very early in the 40s and the 50s, they wanted to open the markets to mainly first France, but afterwards, of course, many other countries, especially when you talk about Smurfs on Tintin or other Black and Mortimer and so on. So they had to write stories that will talk to everyone, talk to every European people. In France, the people wants to talk about France. They are very proud. So in Belgium, we don't have that at all. Yes, we have some Belgian typical comics, of course, like Willy van der Steen, Suske and Wiske, typical Belgian that doesn't expand anywhere in the world.
It kind of does, Suske and Wiske, doesn't it? They're known as Susie and Spike in the UK.
Kind of, but they never burst like other comics. And okay. It was an issue with Willy van der Steen, the author. But anyway, that was, and of course, there were also two very well-known magazines about comic strips, Spirou and Tintin. They were very successful in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Even Tintin was edited until 92, if I remember well.
And these had comic strips in them, but they also had like essays and sort of information about comic strips. Is that?
Yeah, mainly comics.
Okay.
Of course, some stories and interviews and so on, but mm-hmm. mainly, one-page strips or continuing stories. So you had to buy the new ones. It was a weekly magazine. So maybe the openness and the need for the creators to go abroad and some really powerful medias that were published very early in Belgium.
Do you think there's anything that kind of summarizes Belgian comic tradition, like any commonalities that would serve to describe a typically Belgian comic, or is it just too diverse for that?
If you ask the question to 10 people in the street, they will have 10 different answers.
Right.
So, of course, we have huge comics known around the world, like Smurfs and Tintin, okay? But does it summarize Belgian comics? No, of course. So I think it's a diverse community, and also it's a very important to understand that comics is not, it's not only about Hergé, Franquin. There were huge people, they were very successful and so on. But today in Brussels, there are still creators, many creators of comics. And it's very important to showcase contemporary works of comics, works of arts, of comics arts, during the festival and all year long.
Is the genre still popular today as 30 years ago, like in terms of sales, or is it kind of moving into more of a heritage kind of thing?
So the biggest sales in Belgium are comics. So today, when you the new Blake and Mortimer, it's the biggest sale.
The biggest sales in books?
Yeah, in every books. Okay.
Okay.
In France, it's Asterix and Obelix. It's the biggest sale. So today, yes, it's some passéist, you know, and historical heritage comics that are very still successful, but they still maintain the focus and media focus and on comic strip. In Belgium and in France, you can still find a huge amount of comics in supermarkets. You know, it's completely crazy, because in the UK it's not happening at all. In France, you go in every Carrefour, and there is a huge comic strip bookshelves and so on. You know?
Not so much in Belgium either.
Yeah, in Belgium too. When you go to the small neighborhood, but in the big supermarket like at the outskirts of the city, you can find a very important display of a comic strip,
okay,
because it still sells.
Today, there's a lot of interesting graphic novels, which are kind of a follow-up to the traditional comic strip genre. Is Belgium also a leader in the graphic novel industry?
Graphic novel is a much more international genre.
Okay,
it transcends different nationalities and different comic strip genre. There are graphic novels with comics. Okay, very successful American graphic novels. There are graphic novels in the UK, in France, in Belgium, in Italy, in Spain, in Germany, because it's It's not the same, you know, 48 pages every year, the new story
yeah.
And so on. So it really is. There are huge success in graphic novels too, in sales. But it's a different approach, it's different public, of course, way less. Family-minded and so on, but I think that it's not typical Belgium graphic novels, of course. Huh? But Belgium has a role to play in that part too. We try here to do exhibitions, immersive ones. So you don't go to our exhibitions just to look and watch on the wall some comic strip pages. No, it's immersive. So you go into the universe of the artist. Here we are at TANS exhibition, Galerie Anspach, and. It's an exhibition, a comic strip about the travel of a lady to New York, and you are here in Brussels. You have a peek of her interpretation or a discovery of the city of New York, and so you go into different neighborhoods of New York. It's immersive. It's not just comics on the wall with a lot of text to read.
So it can be fun for families, even if they're not familiar with the comic.
Of course, And with the Lucky Luke exhibition here just above us, there will be family activities with Chasse au Trésor, treasure hunts, in the exhibition, games. You could go in the Lucky Luke saloon. So it's very immersive for the kids too.
Can you buy beer in the Lucky Luke saloon?
No, you can't. But you can buy comics.
Okay, well, that's something. Okay, so finally, tell me about a festival event or two that you are not going to miss.
We are launching more than 80 tours, walking tours in Brussels. That's all free. And it will be walking tours in Brussels about comics. So it will be about Blackie Mortimer, because there is an anniversary. There will be a tour about independent cartoons and so on and so on. And Lucky Luke and so on. So that's free. And there is a lot of them, because more than 80, and that's every weekend during the months of the comics. Okay, and of course I will go to I think that I, you know, it's just the opening tomorrow. It has just I will do it again. It's just the opening right now, the first weekend, and we have a lot of activities with the authors that are in Brussels right now to present their exhibition, to sign some books and so on. So a lot of activities all weekends until the 10th of October.